when I was down, you'd be when I was sick, you healed my body. We have made it. Amen. Amen. Through depression, through sickness, through loneliness, through incidents, we're still here. Through addictions, we made it. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. I certainly thank God for this praise team. Amen. We certainly thank God for them. I never would have made it without God on my side. That is such a true song, a true statement. Let us bow. Father in heaven, we say thank you, God. Lord, as we worship, we glorify you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you,
Lord, we love you
that you allow us to look to the hills from which cometh our help. And you always provide for us. Even in the midst of our dark days, Lord, you were there. When we doubted you and did not understand who you were, you were still there. We thank you, Lord, for being the Lord and the King of Kings. But we most importantly thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, the one that stood in the gap, that paid it all, that we can have the right to the tree of life.
Well.
So, Lord, we enter now into your presence under the name that's above every name, Jesus the Christ. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. This is what we ask in Christ Jesus' name. We all said amen. Amen and amen. Again, we just thank each and every one, and we just continue to welcome you. We ask that you turn with me in your Bibles, those of you that have your Bibles, to Psalms 136. Realize that we, upon Thanksgiving holiday time, I want to look at Psalms 136. And I want to begin at verse 1. I'm going to read the entire 1 throughout to 26 for your hearing pleasure. Psalm 136, reading out of my NIV this morning, read as this. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. It goes on and says, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to God of gods. His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his mercy endureth forever. Whom by his understanding made the heavens, his mercy endureth forever. who spreads out the earth upon the waters. His mercy endureth forever. Who made the great lights, his mercy endureth forever. The sun to govern the day, his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to govern the night, his mercy endureth forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his mercy endureth forever. And brought Israel out among them, his mercy endureth forever. With a mighty hand and outreached arms, his mercy endured forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his mercy endured forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, his mercy endured forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, his mercy endured forever. To him who led the people through the desert, his mercy endured forever. Who struck down great kings, his mercy endured forever. And killed mighty kings, his mercy endured forever. Salom, king of Amorites, his mercy endured forever. And Oz, kings of Basan, his mercy endured forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his mercy endureth forever. An inheritance to his servants Israel, his mercy endureth forever. To the one who remembers us in our low estate, his mercy endureth forever. And freed us from our enemy, his mercy endureth forever. And who gave food to every creature, his mercy endureth forever. Verse 26. Give thanks to God of heaven. His mercy endureth forever. Amen. And you may be seated. And I want to use for a theme or a subject today. I want to talk about a time to be thankful. A time to be thankful. As we have just read all of these verses. Now, I don't know how many of you was reared in an old Baptist church, an old Methodist church, or a Pentecostal church, or wherever you was raised up. But many years ago, in a traditional church setting, you would have, before church, before everything began, you would have what we call the responsive reading. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as we have just read this, you notice that after each statement, after each sentence, it made the statement that his mercy endures forever, or his love endures forever. Yeah. And so now, what the responsive reading was to do, it was to make you remember the words of God by reciting them together. Each time you would read a sentence and then you would recite it together, it is to help you to memorize what you have just read. But we used to call it the responsive reading, because once one person reads, you respond by you come along with, and it says that his mercy endured forever. And that's what here in this 136th Psalm is teaching us. And he's wanting us to remember that the God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, have done such great, wonderful works. And there has been some hard times, there has been some good times, there has been some captivity times, but even in the midst of it, he wants the readers to remember that God loves endures forever. And when you read it in the King James, I know many of you still love the King James, and when it says, and that's why I kept saying his mercy endureth forever, and you know, it says, it, notice it didn't go with a single statement and say that his mercy endured. It says it endureth, ending with the ETH, mean that it's reciprocating.
Teaches, Pastor.
That it's going, it's ongoing, that it goes forth and back and forth and back and forth and back. That it never stops. So now when you read this and you understand and you think about your own life, you understand how many times we have disappointed God. How many times we have let him down. But he said, in the midst of it all, his mercy endureth forever. That his love continues to go back and forth. That his love will never run out. That's good. Because as we celebrate Thanksgiving, and we're in the midst of a pandemic.
Lord, help us.
Where the governors, and everyone, and senators are teaching us and telling us, the media are telling us that they're not recommending that you have large gatherings because the COVID, the spread is continuing to get worse and worse and worse. But you got to understand now, he says that this is a time that we have put aside to celebrate, to be thankful unto God.
Well,
so my question today is, why are you thankful? You know, if you talk to some people, all they got to do is complain.
Right.
Some people are not appreciative of inhaling and exhaling. Now, when I read the 150th Psalm, it talks about let everything that has breath praise God. And so we got to learn to be thankful over the few things and appreciate who God is and what he has done in our lives. Because as we look at this 136th Psalm, it talks about how many great things God had done, especially for Israel. But he goes on and he said, even in the midst of all of this, your captivity, God was still good, that his mercy endured. And he goes on, he said, listen, this is the God that delivered you out of the hands of Pharaoh. So his love continues to go on and on and on, because the writer knew that the people that they will continue to think about, all they will continue to think about is the bad time that they had. All they can remember is when they didn't have any food or any water. Y'all remember the story? When they came to Moses and they said, listen, you done brought us out here and we're going to die of thirst. And God told Moses all he got to do is speak to the rock. Y'all know what Moses did? That's the reason he wasn't able to make it into the promised land, because he disobeyed God. Instead of what Moses did, he come to the people and said, listen here, you still necks. He said, just because you're so hard-headed and stubborn, he said, he struck the rock,
yes,
pow,
yes, he did.
And he commanded the water to come out. And see, what that done, that fooled the people. The people thought just because Moses was being so aggressive with the rock, that it was the power that was in him that commanded the water to come out of the rock. All God told him was to do is to speak,
yes,
to the rock,
yes,
and the water would come out. But a lot of times we get beside ourselves, we get the big head, and we want to get all the accolades, and we want to be the one to get all the credit and all the praise. But no, God deserves all of the credit and all of the praise. That's why at this time of the year, we should always learn to return thanks, and we should not just sit down at the table and take it for granted that we got something to eat, we got something to drink, we got clothes to put on, we got shelter over our head. We should always wake up day by day and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see another day. Because I realized I could have been dead and gone. But Lord, you look beyond my faults and you bless me. You woke me up this morning. I'm in my right mind. I'm, I'm, able to do. I'm able to function. That's why I can be thankful. A time to be thankful. I want everybody in here to just think in your spiritual mind. Why are you thankful unto God? Yes, 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 it's true. You may not be in the condition you want to be in.
Well,
you may not be in the shape you want to be in. You may not have the things you want. But you think about it. God is still good. Because he said that his mercy endured forever. And he goes on to even talk about how God struck down the firstborn of Israel because Pharaoh would not let the people go. And God had to do a mighty act. And he had to show them that his power was much greater than their power were. And so he struck down the firstborns of Egypt. And he said that you were the one that brought Egypt, and you out of your mighty hand that you delivered them, and you allowed them to go across the Red Sea on dry ground. And he talks about how good, how loving God is. So as we look at Thanksgiving, you know, Thanksgiving is often overlooked. It don't sell a lot of memorabilia. You don't hear a lot of people talking about it because you got October right before November, and you have the Halloween where it seems to overshadow everything. Then you have Christmas, and we kind of lose sight of Thanksgiving. And a lot of times we get together and we're not teaching our children that we should be thankful every day. And especially we should be thankful to that we live in a country that have set aside a day to honor Thanksgiving. And you should let them know that you're thankful because of the God that we serve. That he's done this and he's done that. That he has brought us from a mighty long way, and that's why we are so thankful unto him. When you think about it, a time to be thankful. As I was reading and meditating and praying on this, I come to this point. I ask myself the question, why should people be thankful? And a lot of times, if you were to ask an individual, why are you thankful? Sometimes they wouldn't know. Because it seems like so many things have not gone their way. A lot of times people will contribute that to bad luck. But as children of God, as children, as scholars of the Word of God, we don't have good luck and bad luck. You're either blessed or you're cursed. And a lot of times, and I'm not saying that when things don't go your way that you're being cursed. I'm saying a lot of times when things don't go our way, it sometimes goes back to some of the things that we have done that we brought upon ourselves, and it's nothing that God brought upon us, but it was the thing that we brought upon ourselves. So we've got to learn to be honest with God and say, well, you know, I realize I haven't done all that I should do, but Lord, I'm going to continue to praise you in spite of my material possessions. In spite of my accolades, in spite of, I'm going to continue to honor you, oh God. So why should you thank God? Because when you think about what God has done in your life, only you and you alone can testify what God has done for you. Nobody else can tell it like you can tell it. That's why a lot of times when people are trying to tell somebody else's testimony, they have a tendency of messing it up because they may leave out some of the key points. So can't nobody tell it like you can tell it. So that's why we should all be willing to give thanks unto God. The second thing is that I can hear someone saying, when shall I thank God? Well, as a matter of fact, in the Old Testament days, in the book of Exodus, he talks about you should teach your children to praise God in the morning. You should teach your children to praise him in the midday hour and late in the midnight hour. So in other words, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. And so we've got to learn to teach our children when should we be thankful unto God. We should be thankful unto God every day of our lives, because he tells us in his word that this is the day that the Lord has made, that we need to rejoice and be glad therein. Because we got to learn that when it comes to praising God, we need to give him praise every day of our lives. I'm not saying that you become such a holy roly that you're no earthly good. I'm saying that you got to be mindful. He says, keep your mind stayed on thee. You got to keep your mind focused on the things of God, because whenever we take our minds off of God, that's when things begin to fall apart.
That's right.
Yeah. That's when things begin to fall apart. And that comes, that gives me just illustration here. Let me see. Y'all know how my mind works. Y'all be patient for 1 second. Now, all right, this right here is going to be, we're going to call right here where this young man is. We're going to call this right here. This is our ending destination. This is going to be heaven. This is going to be heaven right here, okay? All right, Ricky, come and help me for it, if you will. All right. We know that we are on a journey. This is the beginning journey right here. So what I want you to do, come in. I want the young man back there, that's the ending point. That is heaven. And right now, we are on our everyday journey, and we're going to go to heaven. But we're going to go in a straight line. But you got obstacles in your way, so you got to get around and get back in line and get that way, get to heaven. Amen? All right, so... so I want you to come on to heaven and see how you get to heaven. All right. Amen. You're going around some things. You made it to heaven. So much. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's do it one more time. Remember, I just said, oftentimes, obstacles get in our way. Now, this time, we're going to heaven. But this time, you got to close your eyes. So you gotta remember all of that. So you gotta close. Don't cheat. Okay, now I want you to come to heaven. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, you can stop right there. Okay, so now, what happened? Okay, you can sit down. Thank you. So what happened is long as we can see, we can get to our destination. Yeah. But what happens when there's obstacles in our way and we can't see where we intend to go, and we run into a roadblock and we become discouraged? And a lot of times it's all because we can't see where we're going. Y'all think about when Peter was walking to Jesus on the water, and as long as Peter could see Jesus, he was okay. He was able to do the supernatural, and he was walking on water. But what happened? The Bible says when the waves began to rise up and he couldn't see Jesus any longer, it's because he couldn't see and he was focusing on his fear. And the Bible says he began to sink. And that's what happens with us a lot of times. we will allow obstacles to get in our way and discourage us, and a lot of times we will stop and we will begin to sink because we can't see God.
Amen.
Any longer. And that's what happens when you're talking about Thanksgiving. That's what happens a lot of times. We lose sight of where we're going. We're focusing more on the pandemic than we are God. Don't you realize that God is the one that allowed this pandemic? He suffered it to come. He allowed it because it's his permitted will. You got to realize now, back in the Bible days, when leprosy was real bad, if the people would have just stopped praising God and just gave up on the leprosy, there would still be that sickness in the land today. But Jesus came along and he began to talk with them. He began to walk with them. He began to touch them. And all because of what Jesus did, and that leprosy was swept away. Don't you understand that whenever it rains, it's not going to rain always? The longest time it ever rained was for 40 days and for 40 nights. But after a while, it stopped. Yeah. You got to understand that this storm is not going to last always. Yes, we're in a pandemic and we're approaching a year. In March, it will be a year. But you got to understand that God knows when he's going to, all he got to do is speak to this pandemic and it will be gone away. But you got to take it. You got to do your part. You got to continue to keep your eyes on the prize. That's why I love the word when it says, I look to the hill from which cometh my help, and know that my help comes from God. Yes, I may not be in the condition I want to be in. Yes, I may be locked up and tied up. But you got to understand that the same God that sets high, the same God can get down low with you. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. The Bible said that God went to hell and he took the keys from Satan and he bound him and he said, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? In other words, he conquered the grave. And I want you to know, as long as you keep God in your life and put him first, you have the victory in Christ Jesus. A time to be thankful. The third thing is, to whom shall I be thankful to? A lot of times, we give all the credit to man and mankind. But you got to understand that God is the one that wakes you up in the morning. God is the one that covers you when you're sleeping. God is the one that hears your cry and answers your call. A lot of times we give credit to man and mankind because we go to the doctor and we say, well, my doctor healed me. I don't have this pain any longer. I had a great surgeon and he fixed me up. But it's still, the credit still belongs to God Almighty, because he's the one that provided the skills for that surgeon. He's the one that provided the atmosphere that you may be able to enter in into such a dangerous zone, that he's the one that can bring you out. To whom shall we give praise to? His name is Jesus. Because he's the one that came over 2,000 years ago. He's the one that walked and talked. He's the one that took a beating for you and I. He is the one that they hung on the cross. He's the one that went to the grave. He's the one that rose early that Sunday morning with all power in his hand. He's the one that now sits at the right hand of his Father. He's the one, whenever we're praying unto God, that he's the one that we've got to go through in order to get to the Father. Because he says, I'm going to leave you a comforter. which is the Holy Spirit. And he, the third part of the Trinity of God, he's the one that you got to go through. He's the one that will lead and guide you into all truth. So a time to be thankful unto God is right now. We shouldn't have to wait for a special time of year to return thanks. We should know that there will be times when I'm on my journey. There's going to be times when things come up and I lose sight. And oftentimes when we lose sight, we lose focus. But as long as we can see where we're going, we're good. As Brother Ricky could see where he was going, he was able to navigate through. But as soon as he lost his sight, he couldn't go very far. So that's why I'm telling you that we've got to keep our eyes on the prize. And don't get discouraged whenever stumbling blocks come your way. Just because you failed the first pass don't mean that the game is over. Get back up. Try it again. Get back in the Word of God. Because you got to realize, even in the good times and in the bad times, God loves, still endures forever. His love will never run out. His well will never run dry, because he loves you. And it's his will that none should perish, but all should come into repentance. So if you want to know more about this loving God, I invite you to action into your heart. And say, Lord, show me how I can learn more about you. Show me how I can have that reciprocating relationship that's ongoing, that will never end. Show me how I can be that man of God, how I can be that woman of God. But the first step you must take, you must admit that you are a sinner. And you're in need of a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus the Christ. Because in John, I want to say it's the 9th chapter of John. He tells us that no man can come unto the Father except they come through Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one that paved the way. And Romans 10 and 13 says, whosoever call upon his name shall be saved. I want you to know that God loves you in the condition that you're in right now. And all you got to do is turn your life over to him and let him work it out. A time to be thankful is every day of our lives. When you wake up, when you go to bed at night, be thankful. When you wake up early in the morning, be thankful. In the midday hour, be thankful. He says, be thankful and bless his holy name. So as you go out through this world and this community on today, let someone know you are thankful to be a part of the body of Christ. Because God loves you, and he loves me, and he can love you as well. All you got to do is confess and believe and receive him as Lord of your life. As we rest on our feet, we're going to open the doors of the church. There may be someone here today that is ready, that have lost sight, and you're ready to accept Christ as Savior and Lord of your life. I want you to know all you gotta do is come and give me your hand, but yet give God your heart. If you're outside, all you gotta do is you cut your flashes on.